We truly appreciate his time joining us today. General Manager Kelly McCrimmon joining us now, Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show. Kelly, so much for an off season, huh?
Yeah, it's been been a busy stretch. Really, every team has the the cycle of time between the season ending, or I guess really around the 1st of May until early into July, where the bulk of the league business seems to take place during that window. So we're doing our work like everyone else.
So Kelly, when you're going through the concept of a trade, you have pieces here and there and you think that it might work. What needs to happen organizationally for you to be comfortable to make that a reality?
Well, first and foremost, we work hard to make sure we've got good evaluations of players that we might be considering in trade. You try to have as good an understanding of what an organization's strengths, weaknesses are, and what their needs might be. And of course, the same goes for your own organization. You got to be objective and make sure you're doing a good job with your own team in terms of what your strengths, weaknesses, and needs are. So that's a big part of the prep work. And then when you're discussing a scenario with a team, then you go through that and weigh it out if it makes you better or addresses your needs in the way that you're trying. Then those discussions go a little bit deeper.
Obviously, part of this deal was because of the salary cap that predicates that they have to make some moves. But also, it seems like when George McPhee spoke earlier that he was really high on Nicholas Waugh. What was it about him that made him stand out? I mean, were you guys watching this guy for a while, or did you see him in the Calder Cup even more and think, you know what, this is a guy that maybe we should inquire a little bit more about?
Well, we have really good coverage on Nicholas Waugh right back to his time in the Quebec Major Junior League, so we lean on our amateur staff for their reports or their feedback on his time there. He played on Canada's World Junior team the year that Montreal hosted that event, and was a really good player on that team. So there's an opportunity for a lot of our staff to see him in that setting. And then he turned pro last year, so then he gets picked up by our pro staff, which we've got really good coverage of the American Hockey League and of Carolina's organization right throughout. And as you said, we played Charlotte in the Calder Cup Finals. A number of us were able to get good viewings of those games, and it's interesting when you are in the playoffs with your own team. Generally, your focus is on watching your own team. You're there more as an extension of management for the Chicago Wolves than you are necessarily to scout players from the opposition. And yet, in the case of Nicholas Waugh, he was a really noticeable player. He was a handful for Chicago the entire series. They, in a lot of cases, didn't have an answer for him, and we've got high hopes for this player. We think he's going to make our organization better. So it, as you touched on, did alleviate some of the salary cap pressure that we have. But it was in our minds a hockey trade. We had other interest in Eric that might have been for a different return. But we like this player, so that's how come the deal happened.
As significant of a move this is, George mentioned earlier today that more moves are likely to be made. Do you guys have kind of a number on what you think needs to happen in order to get to where you want to be against the cap?
Well, there's too many scenarios or permutations to say we're trying to do exactly these one or two things. Again, you're in discussions. Everything is fluid. You're always dealing with new information, and it's a process. It's a little bit hard to predict exactly what it'll look like when you get through it. But you just try to stay as I touched on earlier. You need to be prepared, and if you are, then you go from there.
In dealing with restricted free agents like Jimmy Schultz or Nikita Gusev, guys that you don't have NHL tape on, how difficult is it to kind of assess and garner a number which can be agreeable for a new contract?
Well, it's, I think we have a pretty good idea on both of those players, you know, from the settings that they came from. You know, Jimmy Schultz was a highly sought after free agent defenseman. We were fortunate to have him in our own development camp a year ago. We had real good coverage on his senior year at St. Cloud, so I think we know what Jimmy is. And in Nikita Gusev's you know, case, he was with us for a month where we got to know the person, see him on the ice every day. He didn't play games with our team, but he's been a dominant player in the World Championships for you know, a number of years. I think the statistics are over the last 3 years of the World Championships, he's the top scorer of any player. When you watch Russia play this year, I watched probably a little more this year than I well, certainly than last year because we were playing. He's a, you know, he's a real talented player in that setting, and I think that there's, you know, lots of examples of players that have been really good players in that setting that have come over and been successful. So I expect that's you know, that's realistic in terms of what we think Nikita can do in the National Hockey League.
Vegas Golden Knights General Manager Kelly McCrimmon joining us here. Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Radio. Kelly, you mentioned the development camp, and certainly that's going on right now. We've had all the practices. Now some scrimmages come, and I know people are excited about that. Everybody's here to see Nick Hague and Cody Glass and the players that they've heard and they know a little bit about. But you mentioned somebody like Jimmy Schultz. You guys saw him last year in the camp. How much of watching this development camp is not just to see how the guys that maybe will try out for a spot or try to win a spot with the Golden Knights next year, but somebody else that maybe you're interested in, you know, maybe take a look at this guy because he might fit in our plans down the road?
Well, that's a big part of it. And, you know, when I spoke the other day about development camp, I outlined the different objectives we have depending on what age group a player is or which, you know, how many times he's appeared at camp. And for those players that have been here for 3 years, we're real curious to see how close they are to being NHL players. The players that are coming for the first time, it's you know, the equivalent of orientation week for those players. And then those guys that are back for the second year, it's a, you know, real matter of you know, gauging how much they've improved and projecting where they're at in their development. With respect to the free agents, it's a great opportunity for them to make an impression. You touched on it. Jimmy Schultz was a free agent that came to our camp here a year ago, signed with our team in March, you know, the first year. Dylan Coughlin was a free agent at our camp the first, right after our draft that year. He was a free agent in that camp, and we went on to sign him that fall. He's coming off his first pro season in Chicago, where he had an excellent year. And then Zach Whitecloud, who didn't actually come to our camp but was signed as a free agent out of college. So I think for those players, you know, that's you know, very good reinforcement that teams do try to find players this way, because it helps you build your organization. And in our case, we're a young organization still. We're looking to you know, build it as strongly as we can with depth at all positions, you know, through a number of age groups. And the free agent signings have been really critical for us.
Well, Kelly, we truly appreciate the time. We know that you're extremely busy right now, and I know that people are sad to see Eric Halla leaving and that, but they also need to look at the positive of we're getting a good young player in, and William Karlsson, Alex Tuck, there's a good core of people that are going to be around here for a long time too.
Well, we got lots of really good players. We've got a really good team, and the realities are, if you have a really good team, you're going to be bumping up against the salary cap. It's part of what goes with you know, having good players that have earned the contracts that they have, and difficult decisions. We're certainly disappointed to lose Eric, and you know, great first year with our team. Last year, obviously, a much more challenging year, but wish him nothing but the best. I hope he has a fantastic season in Carolina.
All right, well, thank you very much. Kelly McCrimmon there, general manager of the Vegas Golden Knights.